Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Blevins.
Here.
Blickrey. Blickrey. Brown.
Here.
Burkhart.
Here.
Bird. Bird.
Here.
Campbell.
Here.
Kennedy.
Here.
Coleman.
Here.
Connolly.
Here.
Davison.
Here.
Eklund.
Here.
Escobel.
Here.
Filer. Filer. Freeman.
Here.
Gay.
Here.
Gingery.
Here.
Goggles.
Here.
Greer.
Here.
Green.
Here.
Halverson.
Here.
Harshman.
Here.
Harvey.
Here.
Hunt.
Here.
Hutchings.
Here.
Yagi.
Here.
Kasparik.
Here.
Kirkbride.
Here.
Croker.
Here.
Crone.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Lockhart.
Here.
Laux.
Here.
Madden. Madden excused. Mater.
Here.
McKim.
Here.
Miller. Moniz,
here.
Nicholas,
here.
Northrup,
here.
Patton,
here.
Paxton,
here.
Petroff,
here.
Pieperinen,
here.
Reeder,
here.
Simlick,
here.
Summers,
here.
Stubson,
here.
Cheaters,
here.
Throne,
here.
Walters,
here.
Watt, Watt excused, Wilson,
here.
Winters,
here.
Zwanitzer Dan,
here.
Zwanitzer Dave,
here.
Mr. Speaker, Blickrey, 58 present, 2 excused.
The prayer of the day will be offered by Pastor Max Jansen, representing the Sunnyside Baptist Church.
Good morning, servants, and happy Valentine's Day. If nobody asked you, I don't want you to be left out. Would you be mine? Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for giving us this day, and I thank you for these men and women who are your servants, and they serve our people. And I pray today, Father, for their ideas, that you would give them good ideas and help them dismiss bad ideas and to recognize the difference. I pray, Father, that you would give them good intent, hearts that drive them to do right things and lead us as a state to do right things. I pray, Father, for their initiative, that you would give them the gumption to do what they need to do. And Lord, I pray for their industriousness, that they would carry it through, that they would see things through to the end that you have put on their plate to do. And then, Father, I pray for their integrity, that they would each live lives that are beautiful and wonderful and a testament to their families, to their neighborhoods, to their constituents and to their colleagues, that you, in fact, have made them to be good in your sight, and that they would follow you in doing so. Lord, we pray this knowing that you're the one who made us. In the name of our Savior, our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Note that order of business of Journal Committee report.
Journal Committee reports that the Journal of February 13, 2014 has been read and recommends that be approved. Signed by Representatives Filer and Winters.
Representative Croker, privilege is the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm very proud to introduce our page today. This is my son, Joshua. He's a third grader, and he is homeschooled. And you are encouraged to give him as much candy as he can eat because he's going home with Grandpa and Grandma for the weekend.
Welcome to the House. Representative Filer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Can I have a privilege of the floor, please?
Certainly.
Well, members of the 62nd Legislature, I did promise a cookie, but I bet you guys all have on your desk, from Eileen's Cookies here in town in Stride Learning Center. I want to thank them for bringing those cookies in, even though that cookie that we have on your all your desk could have been a state cookie, but that's all right. We'll try again next year. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Filer. The doctor of the day today is an old friend, Dr. Sigsby Duck from Rock Springs, Wyoming. The nurse of the day is Cynthia Labonde from the Board of Nursing. Yeah. Chairman Harshman, did you want a privilege of the floor? Okay, well, let me know when you want it. Okay. With that order of business of reading, introduction, reading, and reference of bills, Mr. Majority Floor Leader, did you have an announcement? Mr. Majority Floor Leader, did you have an announcement about the day?
I do have an announcement, Mr. Speaker. There are... Give me a second. There are 47 bills on the introduction agenda. It's the purple sheet that looks like this. That is all of them. Last night, really pressing hard, we did 15 in an hour, so you can do the math. I come out with about 3.5 hours on introductions, and we have second readings, third readings. We'll do as much committee of the whole, general file, as we can, and we'll try to get out of here at a decent time. Part of that's going to depend on you. I want to get them all an opportunity to be introduced, and so... To some extent, the time we get out today is going to be driven by how passionate people think they have to be on each of these introductions. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. First bill for our consideration is House Bill 149.
House Bill 149 is introduced by Representative Burkhart.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to prison industries.
Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move House Bill 149 and ask for your favorable consideration on this bill involves correctional industries. The Department of Correction provides useful work opportunities to the inmates through its correctional industries program. For example, they repair furniture and operate print shops. These goods and services provide income to the department and usually are sold locally. However, there is the potential to unfairly compete with local businesses and adversely affect local private employment and sales tax revenues. Recently, some concerns have been voiced concerning this potential adverse effect on those communities in the vicinity of correctional facilities. Department of Correction can purchase material with the state's purchasing power, and their labor costs are relatively low. They give a 67 cent an hour incentive pay to the inmates in those industries. This bill provides that the Department of Corrections conducts reviews with local businesses and organizations and conducts an analysis of the potential impact on local labor force and businesses prior to selling its products in those communities. Also requires that these analyses be conducted annually and on any contracts bid by DOC, regardless of the funding source or the date the industry program or contract was established. That eliminates a grandfathering to these processes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any 1 minute opposition? 1 minute opposition. Seeing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel. Filer, Freeman, Gay, Gingery, Goggles, Greer, Green, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Hutchings, Yagi, Kasparic, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, Mader, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Patton, Paxton, Petroff, Piperinen, Reeder, Semlick, Summers, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Walters, Watt excused, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 49 aye, 10 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 149 will be introduced. And ladies and gentlemen, in the effort to get all of your bills heard, I'm trying to spread them out amongst all of the committees, so sometimes you will see a stretch on my part just so that I can get your bill to a committee and give it as fair a chance to be heard as I can, rather than stacking them all in one committee, giving them no chance to be heard. This bill will be referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was asked to, members in your tray, I think it was just delivered, just really a scratched out picture. I did very quickly, if you could get that. Just want to take 1 minute, and this is really an outline of local government funding that's in the budget bill right now. I think there's a lot of confusion. And the executive legislated among folks in Ambush Alley. And so I think you're hearing a lot about it. But if you'll pull that chart out, and I think I can walk you through it, even though it's, you see at the very top line, 13, 14, and then to the right side, 15, 16. Those are just fiscal years. So 13 and 14 is the last biennium, 15, 16, the next biennium. So under 13, you see the first year of the biennium, and this takes out the county consensus money. This is just direct distribution. Okay, that's all we're talking about here, because the consensus money that's a done deal. Okay, this is all about direct distribution to our cities, towns, and counties. So in the last biennium, in year one, 13, it was $40 million. We came back in the supplemental, had the $40 million also. It was a total of 80 for the biennium, but we added 20, you'll remember, last year in the supplemental budget. So the total for 13 was 40, and the total for 14 was 60 that year. Okay, now we move over to what's proposed in the budget. We have 40 going through, and 40 and 40 in each year. That's the 135 that is going to go through the hardship formula, just like we did the last biennium. And then hardship is capped at the 135, and you see this, there's another $15 million divided 7.5, 7.5. And then we also have $25 million that sometimes was referred to the PILT $25 million, because when we were working the budget, PILT was out. And then when we came back, PILT was in, and we had a way to recognize that if the government came through, federal government, we would roll that into the second year. So 15, you can see the amount for direct distribution is 47.5. That is $7.5 million more than what we did in fiscal year 13. So that's an increase to the first year. Then you go to 16, it is 72.5. That is an increase over 14, which is 60. So I like to call the first years of the biennium apples. 13 and 15, the odd years are apples. 40 to 47.5 is an increase. That is a bigger apple. Everyone will get more money. Everyone. There will be no decrease. Everyone will get more money in the budget bill. Now, when you go to the oranges, the second year, the even years, $60 million is what we did in this current year, and proposed in 16 is 72.5. That is a much bigger orange, okay? And then the totals down below are first year totals, 135 and 150, and then biennium totals, 155, and we're right now at 175. It is bigger any way really you compare it, unless you want to compare last year's orange to this coming year's apple, 60 to 47.5. One last point, and I'll just say, we've recognized in the funding distribution that all counties have the same core expenses. Every county has a sheriff, a clerk, treasurer, got to run their county. And so we give a certain amount of each distribution is what's called basically a base or distribution. There are actually a couple of those in this current, in the proposed budget. So the 40 and 40 in 15 and 16 have base amounts to every county and cities. But the 7.5 and the 32.5, when you add 7.5 and 25, those two also have base amounts to the counties and recognizing that. So it's really a double bump for that piece. So I hope that answers some questions on that. I'd like to just quickly talk about goldenrod, if that's okay.
Quickly.
Very quickly. If you have your goldenrod today, I'll show you about two numbers. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think it's in your middle tray. You don't have the new goldenrod for today. Okay, we won't talk about it. We're $2 million underwater, but I want to explain that to you. Should be dated 214. Okay, I'll make sure it's somewhere, but we'll get it to you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Nicholas.
Just one additional reminder. We got that total of $175 million. That does not include the increase from the gas tax, so you have to add $42 million to that. So actually, we're to over $210 million over and above, what we're paying the cities and counties. So it's a huge increase in what we paid in the last two years.
Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a very complicated issue. As the good majority floor leader said, we have however many bills he said we have. So I would request that we defer this discussion till we're done with introductions.
Thank you, Madam Minority Floor Leader. I asked the Chairman of Appropriations to give folks a briefing so that they could eat stuff, and I'm sorry that interfered with introductions. We're on to introductions. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 129.
House Bill 129 is introduced by Representative Burkhart.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to game and fish.
Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that... Move House Bill 129, ask for your favorable consideration on introduction. In this chamber, we've had considerable talk about game and fish license fees increases. However, through the lifetime license, game and fish department issues, they lose money. Once a lifetime license is issued, it takes only about 10 years. In my case, I bought mine many years ago, about 7, to where thereafter you are hunting or fishing for free. The department has actually stated that they lose money on these licenses. And that. Additionally to those licenses, once they're purchased, people can hunt for 30, 40, even more years for free. And many of those people leave the state and return hunting and fishing on that license rather than paying the non-resident fees. This bill merely stops that loss of income and helps the long-term financial picture for the Game and Fish Department. Thank you.
Any one-minute oppositions? Representative Eklund?
I'd offer a little bit of pushback because the people that have these lifetime fees that might be out of state are going to come back on a regular basis. They might be your children. You might have bought a fishing license for your kids once they were of age to have a fishing license. That makes them a fisherman for life in Wyoming, and they bring money back to the state. So I think that this is a good thing for the state of Wyoming. Thank you.
Representative Walters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd just ask a question to the bringer of the bill. Is there any way to get grandfather in all the folks that have already purchased that lifetime license?
30-second rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To answer that question, all the existing lifetime licenses are grandfathered in. And just a reminder, these people who return to the state, an annual fishing license in Wyoming is $90, which they are fishing for free. If they come back 3 years, plus the time they spent here, they've kept the money. The state doesn't get it. Thank you.
Chief Cook, will call the roll.
Baker. Barlow. Berger. Blake.
No.
Blevins.
No.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
No.
Esquivel.
No.
Filer.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
No.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
No.
Halverson.
No.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey. Harvey?
No.
Hunt?
Aye.
Hutchings?
No.
Yagi?
Aye.
Kasparik?
Aye.
Kirkbride?
No.
Croker?
No.
Crone?
No.
Larson?
No.
Lockhart?
No.
Laux?
Yes.
Madden?
Aye.
Mater?
Aye.
McKim?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Moniz?
No.
Nicholas?
No.
Northrup?
No.
Patton? Paxton,
aye.
Petruff,
no.
Piperinen,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
no.
Stubson,
aye.
Cheaters,
no.
Throne,
no.
Walters,
no.
Watt excused, Wilson,
no.
Winters,
no.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Davison, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 22 aye, 37 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 129, not receiving enough votes, will not be introduced. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 144.
House Bill 144 is introduced by Representative Esquivel.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public safety and welfare.
Representative Esquivel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring you House Bill 144 and ask for your favorable introduction. This is a bill that was brought to me by a constituent. He just bought a $50,000 truck and went to a big box store. It's a club named after a guy named Sam. Has a parking lot that has an incline in it, and this little box store has extra large shopping carts. What this bill does is it has the people that have these stores to post signage that they return those carts back to the store or the corrals, and then also lets them know if there's an accident to contact the police department, have them come on property, file a report. That way they have a recourse of action to go to their insurance company and possibly get this paid. I think the worst thing that possibly could happen would be is you'd have to pay your deductible.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Rising on and against the bill, it feels a lot like we're getting to the business of passing city ordinances now, and I really don't believe it's our role. Please vote no on the bill.
Representative Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd also like to point out that this is actually, with respect to streets and highways, and I don't think that's what the case that's being presented to us is.
30-second rebuttal.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I feel that this is the same as driving down the highway and having a rock come up and break your windshield, and that's covered under comprehensive. The part about the highways is some of these stores are on highways, and in one case, one of these carts rolled out in the highway. The car hit it head-on and did $5,000 worth of damage. So I think it's a consumer-friendly bill, and the reason the police say they can't file reports is because this is private property.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker,
no.
Barlow,
no.
Berger,
no.
Blake,
no.
Blevins,
no.
Blickery,
no.
Brown,
no.
Burkhart,
no.
Bird,
no.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Coleman.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Eklund.
No.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer. Filer. Freeman.
No.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
No.
Halverson.
No.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
No.
Hutchings.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparik.
No.
Kirkbride.
No.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
No.
Larson.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
No.
Mater.
No.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup. Patton.
No.
Paxton.
No.
Petroff. Pieperinen.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Simlick.
No.
Summers.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Watt excused. Wilson.
No.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
Watt.
No.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 7 aye, 53 no.
House Bill 144 will not be introduced. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 140.
House Bill 140 is introduced by Representative Kirkbride.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to game and fish.
Representative Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Fellow legislators, I move House Bill 140 and request your favorable consideration. In Wyoming, there are a small number of nonprofit groups who specialize in providing hunts for hunters with disabilities. The hunt is often a cooperative effort, with the hunter traveling to the area from out of state and purchasing the license, a landowner providing free access to his property, a motel perhaps providing a discounted stay, and the nonprofit providing free food, transportation, and guidance for a few days' worth of an inexpensive dream fulfillment that might cost $7,500 if provided at full price. House Bill 140 asks the state of Wyoming to become an additional partner in this process and has two important components. By adding the small H into the statute, 23-1504, the 50 antelope licenses already reserved for hunters with disabilities will now be included in that small group of licenses that are entirely reimbursed at the Game and Fish Department by the state. And secondly, at the end of the bill, the last three lines on page 2, you'll find that 15 of these 50 existing complimentary licenses be reserved for hunters who are either blind or wheelchair-bound. These hunts cater to many levels of disabilities, but we want to make sure that at least some of them are reserved for individuals with the highest level of need. Thank you.
Any one-minute rebuttals? Hearing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the chair clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Blevins,
aye.
Blickery,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer, Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
no.
Green,
aye.
Halverson, Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
No.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
No.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas. Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
no.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
no.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 50 aye, 10 no.
House Bill number 140, receiving sufficient votes for introduction, will be referred to Committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, and Wildlife. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 146.
House Bill 146 is introduced by Representative Summers.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to administration of government.
Representative Summers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 146 and ask for your favorable consideration. Before I began this gig, I was on a state board which ran a state agency. During that time, I saw the agency's human resource position face undue pressure from both a director and from their work colleagues. This occurred to the point where intervention was required on the board's part in more than one instance. The human resource personnel in an agency must maintain a clear firewall between directors, supervisors, and staff. This is not consistently occurring in all state agencies. This bill would require the Department of A&I to study what can be done to increase the independence and professional credentialing of persons employed as senior human resource officers and report their findings to the Joint Labor, Health, and Social Services Interim Committee. Thanks for your consideration.
Any one-minute oppositions? Hearing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
No.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
No.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
No.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff. Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
No.
Simlick.
No.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Miller? No to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 48 aye, 12 no.
House Bill 146 receiving sufficient votes for introduction. House Bill 146 will be referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 153.
House Bill 153 is introduced by Representative Crone.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to game and fish.
Representative Crone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 153 and ask the body's favorable consideration of the bill. As the body is aware, currently there is a specific number of non-residents license that's set by the body, and there are special licenses. And what this bill would do is not increase the number of these special licenses, but it would increase the percentage of the special licenses versus the regular draw. And as a result of that, the split would change from a 40% to a 60% for these special licenses, which would increase the revenue for the Game and Fish Department, and approximately $266,000 would be the estimate. Once again, this does not create new non-resident licenses. What it does is create a higher percentage of these more special and more expensive licenses for the non-resident hunter. It has been supported by outfitters across the state, so I would urge your aye vote on House Bill 153. Thank you.
Any one-minute opposition? Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would suggest to the body that what we're doing is pushing the father teaching his son how to hunt, that we're pushing people, our own residents who enjoy being in the outdoors and enjoy hunting, that we're giving that opportunity we're selling that opportunity by not adding more, a higher percentage of non-resident licenses. And I think that we want to maintain our ability for our people to hunt at their desire.
Any other 1 minute rebuttals? Chairman or Representative Crone, 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thanks for the almost promotion there for a second. just to counter my good friend from Big Horn County, this does not create a new a level, or it does not expand the non-resident licenses. That it stays the same. It just switches the percentage, which would be considered special, and would increase that revenue to Game and Fish. So it does not create new non-resident licenses. Thank you.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Aye. Barlow. Berger, Blake,
no.
Blevins,
no.
Flickery,
aye.
Brown,
no.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
no.
Coleman,
no.
Connolly,
no.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
no.
Filer,
no.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
no.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer, Green,
no.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
no.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nicholas, Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Semlick,
no.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
no.
Walters,
no.
Watt,
no.
Wilson,
no.
Winters,
no.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Greer, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 34 aye, 26 no.
House Bill 153, having received insufficient votes to be introduced, will not be introduced. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 137.
House Bill 137.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pardon. Representative Filer, privilege of the floor.
Mr. Speaker, thanks for this privilege of the floor. Everybody in the 62nd, I'd like to introduce in our North Balcony the Wyoming Advisory Panel for Students with Disabilities. Their vision statement is, the Wyoming Advisory Panel for Students with Disabilities is to provide guidance on education policies for all students with disabilities that create opportunities for them to become compassionate, productive, and contributing citizens of their communities. If we could just welcome all to the House here.
Welcome to the House. Now the next bill for our introduction is House Bill 137.
House Bill 137 is introduced by Representative Hunt.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to county road construction.
Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I bring this bill on behalf of county commissioners all over the state. They are in strong support of it. And this simply raises the minimum bid for non-competitive bidding on smaller projects for counties from $50,000 to $100,000. This hasn't been raised in several years, and inflation costs for construction and road repairs have gone through the roof in the past few years. And I'll give you an example. From 05 to 07, they suffered from double-digit inflation, and almost nothing can be done on $50,000 anymore. So here's a nice fun story problem. It's 4 inches of a layer of gravel on a 25-foot road. That's 3,000 tons of gravel in 1 mile. Your average truck hauls 25 tons of gravel. That's 120 truckloads. Gravel sits right now at $8 a ton, so 3,000 tons is $24,000, and that's strictly for the gravel alone. That's not including your labor. That's not including your blade operators, your water trucks, your supervisors, so on and so forth. And so this is a timely bill, and it would be very beneficial, particularly to smaller counties who are struggling because of the current rate that it's set at. So I would strongly encourage your support of this bill. Thank you very much.
Any one-minute rebuttals? Seeing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Krohn.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
Mader.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 3 no.
House Bill 137, having received sufficient votes for introduction, will be referred to Committee No. 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 148.
House Bill 148 is introduced by Representative Brown.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to limited partnerships.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 148 and ask for your favorable consideration. This makes a two-word change. All other business entities now can exist in perpetuity. We have this leftover on certificates for limited partnerships that say an expiration date has to be put in. This leaves the requirement for a date, but says in the alternative it can be an event that would terminate a limited partnership and it would still be qualified to file a certificate under the Act. What would an event be? Well, maybe there's no longer a general partner. Maybe there's a vote by all the members to dissolve the partnership, and there could be others. So I ask for your favorable consideration on this bill.
Any one-minute opposition? Seeing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Krohn.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mader. McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Patton, Paxton, Petroff, Pieperinen, Reeder, Semlick, Summers, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Walters, Watt, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 no.
House Bill 148, having received sufficient votes for introduction, House Bill 148 will be referred to Committee No. 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 109.
House Bill 109 is introduced by Representative Gay.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Attorney General.
Representative Gay.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 109. Ask for your favorable vote for introduction. The vast majority of states elect their attorneys general. Per the Constitution, we have separate and distinct branches of government. That's separate and distinct, not separate and equal. This bill eliminates the blurry distinction between the executive and judicial branches at which the Attorney General now serves the pleasure of. We now have a proposal for a four-year term of elected office for the AG. This position does not sit on any of the boards that the other five statewide elected officials sit upon, and it will commence at the coming election in 2014. Thank you.
Is there a rebuttal? Minority Floor Leader Throne.
Thank you, Madam Speaker Pro Tem. I guess my question is, how can we do this without a constitutional amendment? And I guess I would urge the body to vote no. There's certainly some restructuring we could do with our elected officials and state government, but I think we need to do that as a comprehensive strategy. As someone who worked for a number of years in the Attorney General's office and deals with the Attorney General's office on a regular basis, our current system works. And if we're going to change it, we have to think about it more than we can in a budget session.
Representative Halverson.
Thank you, Madam Speaker Pro Tem. I was an original sponsor on this bill, but I've had some time to talk to some people and think about it. And I rise in opposition to this bill. I think it should remain an appointed position of the governor. A governor should choose who he has at his side in all legal matters and promote the culture that the governor is trying to bring to the state. Thank you.
Representative Gay.
I would leave it up to the Supreme Court to decide whether this is constitutional or not. We've got a sterling record with following their lead on those decisions. Thank you.
Chief Clerk, will you call roll?
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
No.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
No.
Blevins.
No.
Flickery.
No.
Brown.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Coleman.
No.
Connolly.
No.
Davison.
No.
Eklund. Esquivel,
no.
Filer,
no.
Freeman,
no.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
no.
Greer,
no.
Green,
no.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
no.
Kirkbride,
no.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
no.
Larson,
no.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
no.
Mader, McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
no.
Patton,
no.
Paxton,
no.
Petroff,
no.
Pieperinen,
no.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
no.
Summers,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
no.
Walters,
no.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
no.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
no.
Zwanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? Hunt, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 12 aye, 48 no.
House Bill 109, not receiving the majority of two-thirds votes, will not be worked. Our next bill for consideration is House Bill 56.
House Bill number 56 is introduced by Representative Laux. An act relating to insurance.
Representative Laux.
Madam Speaker, I move HB House Bill number 56 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill was brought to me by people in the insurance industry asking for some help on a problem they have. They state that a lot of times that they have problems with losing potential employees after they have been recruited, interviewed, sent to schooling, and have since passed their insurance exams. The problem is the time that it takes to get the background checks to be processed. They say sometimes it takes 6 to 8 weeks. At no fault to DCI and the people doing it, they have quite a backlog, as we all know, that there's a lot of background checks necessary now for everything from daycare to right to carry permits. And they've invested a huge amount of money into these people, and they have a hard time getting them hired on a timely manner. And as I stated, sometimes they lose them. All this does is allow a temporary permit to be given to them. It has a 60-day time period on them, and that's about what the time it looks like a lot of the background checks are taken, so that they can hire these people and get them on the payroll. anyway, that's what I'd like for you all to consider and vote yes for this. Thank you.
No rebuttal. Chief Clerk, will you call the roll call?
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Filer.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
No.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
No.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
No.
Kirkbride.
No.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mader.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas. Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
no.
Pieperinen,
no.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
no.
Summers,
no.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
no.
Walters,
no.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Burkhart, no to aye. Pieperinen, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 38 aye, 22 no.
House Bill 56 has not received two-thirds vote. Our next bill for consideration is House Bill 156.
House Bill 156 is introduced by Representative Petroff, an act relating to alcoholic beverages.
Representative Petroff.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I move House Bill 156 for introduction. So far, all of my bills have started with, last year we passed a bill, and this one's no exception. Last year we passed a bill that codified the three-tier system for beer, which is brewer, distributor, and retailer. And the reason that we did that was to protect our Wyoming distributors from being taken over by a large brewery. What we never intended to do was to sweep our small microbreweries into that system. We want them to be able to distribute their own product. And so this bill increases the maximum number of barrels that can be produced by a microbrewer and have them still be considered a microbrewer, thus allowing them to distribute their own product. The importance of hearing it this year is that last year's bill started out only referring to non-resident brewers. And that language didn't pass muster, so by the time it was amended to include all brewers, it was too late to introduce this bill. And we have microbrewers in the state who are actively planning expansion, and they can't do that without the assurance that they're going to be able to distribute their product. So I encourage you to vote aye.
Representative Larson.
Madam Chair, thank you. Question for the presenter. Just a question on the definition of barrels. Is a barrel 42 gallons?
Representative Petroff.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I'll get back to you on that.
Chief Clerk, will you call the roll call?
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund. Esquivel, Filer, Freeman, Gay, Gingery, Goggles, Greer, Green, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Hutchings, Yagi, Kasparic, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, Madden,
aye.
Mader,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 3 no.
House Bill 156 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Our next bill for consideration is House Bill 12.
House Bill Number 12 is presented by Speaker Lubnow, an act relating to speed limits.
Speaker Lubnow.
Thank you, Madam Speaker Pro Tem. I move House Bill 12 and ask for your favorable consideration. I brought this last bill as a constituent request who asked why we could drive 80 miles per hour in Utah and not in Wyoming when the roads are the same. It's a simple bill. It allows the superintendent of the highway department, who can already adjust the speed limit down, to adjust it up to 80 miles per hour on interstate highways, depending on the road conditions, and the traffic. It does not raise the speed limit on interstates automatically everywhere. It is only those places and with those conditions where vehicles would operate safely at 80 miles per hour. The Beehive State has this speed limit. They have found it a decrease in fatalities in the 80-mile-per-hour zones and are considering expansion of this speed limit in many places statewide. I have forwarded a map of their expansion plan via email and hard copy for your consideration. The Lone Star State has 41.25 miles of 85-mile-an-hour speed limit and about 570 miles of 80-mile-an-hour interstate, and then about 18,000 miles of interstate and two-lane roads that are at 75 miles an hour. These roads were studied and speed limits increased after the legislation was allowed, and no significant crash picture has been documented due to the speed limit increases on the interstates. In other states with similar road conditions are adopting this legislation, and they are finding, number one, it is popular with their citizens, two, and safer, we should seriously consider adoption. If the high-risk, danger-seeking folks from the Beehive State, with a population four times Wyoming, can drive 80 miles per hour, and our citizens cannot, I have to wonder why.
Any rebuttal? Chief Clerk, will you call the roll call?
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell. Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman, Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
no.
Kirkbride,
no.
Croker, Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
no.
Mader, Mader,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
Wilson,
no. Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 aye, 4 no.
House Bill 12 is referred to Transportation Committee Number 8. Our next bill for consideration is House Bill 74.
House Bill Number 74 is introduced by Representative Croker. An act relating to elections.
Representative Croker.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I would move House Bill 74 and ask for its favorable consideration upon introduction. Members of the body, this is a bill that was introduced last year, and it's one of the bills that we got to listen to scream as it died an unnatural death. It passed out of committee unanimously, and then we just ran out of time and didn't get a chance to hear it on the floor. It's a very simple bill. What it does is, right now, when a new political party is trying to start the process and get ballot access, they have to collect thousands of signatures, and then they're allowed to be placed on the ballot and run candidates. And there is a statute that says that they have to get at least 2% of the vote in any one of the following races: the congressional race, the governor's race, or the secretary of state's race. And if they get at least 2% in one of those three races, they get to stay on the ballot. If they fail to get 2% in all of those races, they fall off the ballot. But the problem is, if they come up in the wrong election year, the governor and secretary of state are not up, so they only have one race to run a candidate in. And then if they don't get 2% in the congressional race, they fall off the ballot. All this bill does is give them ballot access for two election cycles so that they're guaranteed a chance to run a candidate in all three offices. And then if they fail after two election cycles and they drop off the ballot, I just think it's fair and gives more people a chance to be involved in the process. I would ask for your favorable consideration.
Any one-minute rebuttals? Seeing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Coleman.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery. Goggles.
No.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Coker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup. Patton.
No.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 47 aye. 13 no.
House Bill 74, having received sufficient vote for introduction, will be referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 147.
House Bill 147 is introduced by Representative Miller.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Wyoming Infrastructure Authority.
Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 147, Infrastructure Authority Energy Transmission. I was trying to figure out how to help the coal export issue here in Wyoming. As we all know, I've commented on it before, the war on coal really is a war on Wyoming since we're the number one coal producer. It hits our bottom line here in Wyoming. We're down about 50 million tons per year of coal exports. That's $100 million on our revenue line that comes into this house and we get to distribute. So what this bill does, it goes into our existing infrastructure authority and just simply adds the authority to take a look at coal distribution facilities, including ports, and gives them also bonding authority. And, of course, the bond would have to be paid back through the operation of the port. Of course, this port is not going to be built in Wyoming. It's going to have to be built on the West Coast somewhere. The infrastructure really is there for the rails to take the coal there. That infrastructure is there. What we really need is a coal port that's capable of exporting Wyoming coal to the tune of 100 million tons per year. It's a big deal. Asia wants our coal. Taiwan wants our coal. Japan wants our coal. South Korea wants our coal. This coal is cleaner than the coal they get now. It's actually an improvement of the environment. So just get Wyoming coal to those countries that want to buy it. Thank you.
Any one-minute rebuttal? Seeing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux. Aye. Madden.
Aye.
Mader.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petrov.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick. Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan. Swanitzer Dan. Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
House Bill 147 receiving sufficient votes. House Bill 147 will be referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 133.
House Bill 133 is presented by Representative Gay.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to administration of the government.
Representative Gay.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 133 for introduction and ask for your aye vote. Here we go with the Attorney General again. This bill deals with how we can remove the Attorney General from his position. He can be removed by the Governor with advice and consent of the Senate, or by the Governor for malfeasance, misfeasance, or nonfeasance in office, provided that the AG issuing or not issuing an opinion contrary to the direction of the Governor on an issue where reasonable minds might disagree shall not be considered malfeasance, misfeasance, or nonfeasance under this paragraph. Any other reasons have to be approved by the Senate. And that's the bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Any one-minute rebuttals? Representatives want to answer.
Thank you. Just a question. Does this make it more difficult to get rid of the Attorney General then? Because as I understand, the Governor can get rid of the Attorney General at his pleasure under current statute. So this actually makes it more difficult for the Governor to get rid of one of his appointed positions. True or false?
Any other one-minute rebuttals? 30 seconds, Representative Gay.
It would be more difficult, theoretically, to get rid of an AG, and by adding the advice and consent of Senate, you've got that many more capable minds involved in the removable process. Thank you.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
No.
Berger. Blake.
No.
Blevins.
No.
Flickery.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Coleman.
No.
Connolly.
No.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
No.
Esquivel.
No.
Feiler.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles. Greer.
No.
Green.
No.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
No.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
No.
Kirkbride.
No.
Croker.
Aye.
Krohn.
No.
Larson.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
Mader.
No.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
No.
Patton. Paxton.
No.
Petrov.
No.
Pieperinen.
No.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
No.
Summers.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Throne.
No.
Walters.
No.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
No.
Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 13 aye, 47 no.
House Bill 133 receiving insufficient votes for introduction will not be introduced. The next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution 3.
House Joint Resolution number 3 is introduced by Representative Hutchings, a joint resolution to commemorate the year 2014 at the 60th anniversary of the dation of the phrase under God.
That was the first reading of the bill. Representative Hutchings.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Joint Resolution 3 and ask for your favorable consideration. Excuse me. I put in your box a little fact sheet on joining the resolution. A young lady in Mississippi contacted me this summer asking if I would join in with 39 other states to submit a resolution commemorating the 60th anniversary of Under God and the Pledge of Allegiance. As of today, there are 40 states which have joined in. I like this resolution because I believe it's bipartisan. Let me tell you why. The Pledge of Allegiance was first recited on October 21st, 1892, as part of a nationwide celebration for the 400th anniversary of the discovery of America. It is estimated that 12 million school children recited the Pledge of Allegiance on that day. What I find encouraging today is that in 2014, most of us in this house still recite the pledge this way. The first bill to add "Under God" to the Pledge of Allegiance was introduced on April 20th, 1953 by Michigan's Democratic Representative Louis Ribot. There were 18 other "Under God" resolutions introduced between April 20th, 1953 and May 20th, 1954. On February 8, 1954, Michigan's Republican Representative Charles Oakman, apparently unaware that Representative Ribot had introduced a resolution the year before, introduced another resolution in the House to add the phrase. This resolution passed unanimously on June 8, 1954. President Dwight Eisenhower signed the bill on June 14, 1954. Several congressmen and senators gathered that day and officially recited the newly revised pledge on the steps of the Capitol for the first time. Whew, done.
Are there any one-minute rebuttals?
Thank you, ma'am.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell. Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman, Connolly,
no.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart, Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker,
no.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Nicholas, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 55 aye, 5 no.
House Joint Resolution 3, having received sufficient votes for introduction, House Joint Resolution 3 will be referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Just an announcement, brothers and sisters of the 62nd. House Bill 179 was turned in shortly before 10 a.m. this morning. It will be heard after general file if we have time this afternoon. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 94.
House Bill 94 is presented by Representative Croker.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to criminal law.
Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to move House Bill 94 and ask for your favorable consideration upon introduction. I need to explain a little bit of background on this bill. A couple years ago, there was a bill that comes up every year to authorize our military in the U.S. Congress, and they inserted a clause in that bill that allowed the president to declare anybody an enemy of the state and have them arrested, detained, without being given access, without having charges brought against them, without being given access to an attorney, basically ignore all their constitutional rights. But when the president signed the bill into law, he said, "Don't worry, I will never use these powers." I think he also said, "If you like your insurance, you can keep it." So pardon me if I don't fully trust him. This bill would basically restore constitutional rights to Wyoming citizens and say that we're not going to allow our citizens to be arrested and detained indefinitely without their constitutional rights. If you want to arrest somebody, fine. Come in and follow the process outlined in the Constitution. I think to our country's shame, we look at World War II and the detention facilities where people were rounded up, held without charge, without cause, for no reason other than their race. And if you think that can't happen in Wyoming, well, I remind you that we had one of those facilities here in our state. This bill would not allow that to happen in our state. If the federal government wanted to round up its citizens and detain them without charges, it would have to do it somewhere besides Wyoming. If you think that can't happen again, I would point out that one of our own U.S. Supreme Court justices last week said that you would be kidding yourself if this couldn't happen again in America. Several cities have started to pass resolutions similar to this. Michigan passed a bill similar to this.
Fine. Any 1 minute rebuttals? Seeing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell. Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
no.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
no.
Filer,
no.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
no.
Gingery,
no.
Goggles,
no.
Greer,
no.
Green,
no.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride, Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
no.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
no.
Walters,
no.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
no.
Swanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Summers, aye to no. Lockhart, aye to no. Blevins, aye to no. Freeman, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 36 aye, 24 no.
House Bill 94, receiving insufficient votes for introduction, will not be introduced. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 141.
House Bill 141 is introduced by Representative Burkhart.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the collection of debts due the state or other governmental entities.
Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 141 and ask for your favorable consideration on introduction. This bill provides one small but important change in how the debts owed to the state are collected. And yes, there is a lot of money owed to the state. And that this bill makes one change in several sections of the statute and thus the length of the bill. And that the bill covers only commercial debt. It does not include any personal debt or any medical debt, and really covers things such as sales tax, use tax, fines, restitution owed to the state that is never collected. And that's right, we pay sales tax to people that never remit it to the state. The debts the state cannot collect are referred to as uncollectible and are usually turned over to a collection agency to complete that process. The state negotiates with those agencies a fee for their services, and that fee comes out of the amount of money that is collected. For example, if the agency collects $10,000, the state gets $9,000, they may get $1,000, and that's merely an example. This bill allows the state to add to the amount owed to the state the cost of collecting it. So in that previous example, the state would get the full $10,000, the debtor would owe $11,000, and the collection agency would get their fee of $1,000. Current cost estimates from Department of Revenue, Workforce Services, and the Judiciary is that at any one time, there's about $50 million owed to the state in these uncollectible debts. This bill provides another tool to those agencies to recoup that money for the state, and think about what we could do with an extra $50 million in our coffers. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Speaker.
Isn't she cute? Is there any rebuttal? Chief Clerk, we're ready for the roll call.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer. Filer.
No.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
No.
Greer.
No.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic. Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mader. Mader.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup. Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petrov.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
No.
Summers.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Baker, aye to no. Laux, aye to no. Croker, aye to no. Walters, aye to no. Harshman, aye to no. Throne, aye to no. Zwanitzer Dan, aye to no. Connolly, aye to no. Esquivel, aye to no. Miller, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Mr. Speaker, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 41 aye, 19 no.
House Bill 141 has sped right by and is going to Minerals Committee number 9. Our next bill for consideration is House Bill 150.
House Bill 150.
Excuse me. Pardon me. House Bill 150 has been withdrawn from Representative Mary Throne. Our next bill for consideration is House Bill 138.
House Bill 138 is introduced by Representative Connolly, an act relating to governmental immunity.
Representative Connolly.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I move House Bill 138 for introduction. This is a fix in our statutes. Last year, when we were discussing making sure that state employees could make complaints of wrongdoing and be heard, Section 35.2.910B of our statutes was referenced, and I'm sure you all remember that. That statute, that section states that employees and others of a public health care facility could bring forth a valid complaint without fear of retaliation. A false allegation, however, could result in termination, which is fair enough. However, for this statute to have any meaning at all, there needs to be explicit reference in Section 139.109, which is our governmental immunity section. Without that reference to the governmental immunity section, there's no ability for an individual to bring forth a claim under 35.2.910B. This bill is a fix to that omission. I honestly brought this bill several years ago, and if I have the phrase correct, it was buggered by the white-haired hobbits on the other end of the hall. And I'm very sorry I didn't bring it back, and last year reminded me to do so.
Is there a rebuttal? Hearing none, Chief Clerk, will you call the roll?
Where are you?
All right, Chairman Harvey, excuse me.
I just have a question. Can we allow governmental immunity for privately owned hospitals for people who are employed there?
Representative Connolly.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and that's a great question. This bill is explicitly only for public hospitals and nursing homes.
Great. Sensing that we're now ready for roll call, Chief Clerk, will you call the roll?
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins. Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Dingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
No.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
No.
Hutchings.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparic. Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
Mater.
No.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
No.
Patton.
No.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pipirinen.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Semlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Throne.
Aye. Walters.
No.
Watt.
No.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters. Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Nicholas, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 39 aye, 21 no.
House Bill 138, having not received two-thirds, will not be referred. Our next bill for consideration is House Bill 143.
House Bill 143 is introduced by Representative Barlow, an act relating to public health.
Representative Barlow.
Thank you, Madam Speaker Pro Tem. I move House Bill 143, Health Information Study, and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, what you have before you is a study bill. This study bill lays out a task force, a joint task force between the legislative branch and the executive branch appointees that has a report due in November of this year. What we're trying to get to, folks, is the three pillars of health care: the cost of health care, the quality of health care, and what we're actually getting, the value. Are we getting healthier? Ladies and gentlemen, this is not about getting your health records. This is about getting you better information so you can make better health care choices. We're not getting your records, your personal records. It's about all about so we can make better decisions, not only in our Medicaid program, but in our personal choices at home. I would ask for your favorable consideration. Thank you.
Is there a rebuttal? Seeing none, Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Flake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
No.
Filer.
No.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer. Green. Halverson. Harshman. Harvey. Hunt. Hunt. Hutchings. Hutchings. Yagi. Kasparic. Kirkbride. Croker. Crone. Larson. Larson. Larson excused. Lockhart. Laux.
No.
Madden.
No.
Madden.
No.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz. Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pipirinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Semlick.
No.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne. Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Larson.
Aye.
Croker. Aye to no. Filer. No to aye. Madden. Aye. No to aye. Are there any other changes? Winters. Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 53 aye, 7 no.
House Bill 143 is referred to Committee Labor Number 10. Our next bill for consideration is House Bill 142.
House Bill 142 is submitted by Representative Nicholas. an act relating to collective bargaining with firefighters and local governments.
Representative Nicholas.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm sure that most of you have been approached by our good lobbyists and my good friends out in the hallway, and they really are my good friends. But you are my good friends in here, and I would say that this is a matter of principle, and it's an important thing. In 1965, the legislature passed a law that mandated arbitration for professional firefighters. It affects six cities. I've been contacted by those cities and asked to bring this bill, even though it's just kind of a cross to bear. I may have the scar marks after we're done. But let me just explain it to you. Right now, under this provision, cities cannot establish how much they pay their firefighters. And every 2 years, you have to go to mandatory arbitration. And during those arbitrations, you cannot consider how much you're paying them now and how much you're paying on other employees. You don't consider pay raises you give to other employees. And you don't consider things like specialty pay and overtime pay and enhanced pay and retirement. Those don't come into consideration for your arbitrator. And so as a result, for Cheyenne in 2013, they were ordered to pay twice the pay raise that they were for all their other state employees. In 2013, the city of Sheridan was ordered to pay two times, in some instances three times, more than the pay raises they gave to other employees. In Rock Springs in 2012, they were ordered to pay two times what they pay other employees. It's mandatory arbitration, and there's nothing they can do about it. And all I'm saying under this bill is, look, the power to actually set the wage should be with the city and not by some forced arbitration that we imposed back in 1965 only on firefighters and nobody else in the state. Thank you.
Representative Patton.
Thank you, Madam Speaker Pro Tem. My question is if it's going to be non-binding, why should we even keep the process alive? Seems like all you're doing is an exercise of futility. I'm opposed to it.
Representative Moniz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Speaker. I stand in opposition to this bill. I was a firefighter for 27 years. I sat on both sides of the table in this process. It's a good process. It helps everybody in the process. Without binding arbitration, there's no value to have an arbitration at all. It can work either way. It can work for the communities or it can work for the firefighters. But they listen to all the facts and come up with a decision that should be fair to all involved. I stand in opposition to this.
Representative Nicholas for 30 seconds.
Thank you. And arbitration can have some useful things, and they should be able to sit down collectively and present their position. I simply submit that it should not be binding, particularly on the way the law is written, when you can't consider, for example, in Cheyenne, they had to lay off employees in order to fund the firefighters because they had a $263,000 budget deficit. And so they're forced to do it. And we tie their hands on them making good economic decisions because we took the power away from them. And we don't do that to us. What if we were bound by it?
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Flake.
No.
Blevins.
No.
Blevins. Flickery,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
no.
Campbell,
no.
Kennedy,
no.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
no.
Davison,
no.
Eklund,
no.
Esquivel,
no.
Filer,
no.
Freeman,
no.
Gay,
no.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
no.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
no.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt, Hutchings,
no.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic, Kasparic,
no.
Kirkbride,
no.
Croker,
aye.
Krohn,
no.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
yeah. Aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
no.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
no.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff, Piperinen, Reeder, Semlick,
aye.
Summers,
no.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
no.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
no.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
no.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 32 aye, 28 no.
House Bill 142 receiving insufficient votes. House Bill 142 will not be introduced. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 139.
House Bill number 139 is presented by Representative Watt.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to workers' compensation.
Representative Watt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 139 and ask for your favorable consideration. This simply is a workman's comp issue. You're a worker, you get injured 6 months after your injury, physical injury is healed. If you are having any emotional or mental trauma after 6 months, you're done. Post-traumatic stress disorder lasts a lifetime. I've had it for 32 years, and currently workman's comp will not pay for any of my counseling, any of my medications, and we owe this to our workers. Remember, post-traumatic stress disorder is a lifetime disease. Thank you.
Any 1 minute, Representative, Mr. Majority Whip.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On an against introduction, you know, so the policy right now under the statute is that in no event can mental injury be paid for more than 6 months after the injured employee has suffered a physical injury. And that is because of the difficulty of connecting mental injury to the workplace. We have within the statute, if you have a heart attack, for example, there's a heightened burden to show and demonstrate that that heart attack is connected to the work. What this really does is it opens a Pandora's box. You will see significant claims across the state claiming mental injury connected to a person's workplace, and it will be difficult or impossible to sort out what is connected and what is not. So this is a huge step, and I would just urge no on introduction.
Another 1 minute opposition. Chairman Teeters.
Thank you. More of a question, Mr. Speaker. I was curious if other states had extended this into this area as well.
30-second rebuttal. Representative Nicholas.
Thank you, my good friends. I just had a case on this, appealed to the Wyoming Supreme Court and lost at a gal at Evanston, got the crap beat out of her and had long-term chronic pain. And after 6 months, they wouldn't pay for counseling or any of her medical bills. Other states do it, and we really should do it. This is and it's not a Pandora. It's something we really need. Thanks.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Coleman.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
No.
Halverson. Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
no.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
no.
Larson,
no.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
no.
Mader,
aye.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
no.
Patton,
no.
Paxton,
no.
Petroff, Piperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
no.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
no.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Byrd, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 36 aye, 24 no.
House Bill 139, having received insufficient votes for introduction, will not be introduced. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 158.
House Bill 158 is introduced by Representative Yagi.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to crimes and punishment.
Representative Yagi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 150. This bill was brought to me by our town police chief. He had somebody break into a home, expose themselves, and there was no, because it was in a private setting, there was no way that he could prosecute. And so they cleaned this up in the town, and the county had the same thing happen. So they brought this bill to take out the word public, and so anything that happens in private or in public now, according to this bill, will be able to be prosecuted. So that's about as close, as little as I can do. I think I'm tying our majority floor leader for time.
Any one-minute rebuttals? Seeing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Flake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Greer.
No.
Green. Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Hutchings, Yagi, Kasparik, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, Mader, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff, Piperinen, Reeder, Semlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
no.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
no.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
no.
Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Filer, aye to no. Northrup, aye to no. Lockhart, aye to no. Blickery, aye to no. Goggles, aye to no. Summers, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 43 ayes, 17 no.
House Bill 158 receiving sufficient votes for introduction. House Bill 158 will be referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 175.
House Bill 175 is introduced by Representative Brown.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to non-testamentary transfer on death of real property.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 175 and ask for your favorable consideration. We passed a statute last year on transfer on death deeds. This makes one modification, which I think is amazing. That's pretty comprehensive legislation, and this is the only tweak that we're asking for so far. The problem is that if there's a transfer on death deed filed, the successor, the descendant, can just go squat on the property and never make their ownership of the property a matter of record. And that creates problems in the real property records, and it creates taxation problems. So this says before the property transfers, the descendant will file an affidavit that says that there was an original transfer on death deed and that there is a successor, and they will attach to that a certificate from the Department of Health that says that there are no liens on the property for Medicaid expenses that were advanced for the owner. And when that affidavit is filed, then the transfer of ownership will take place. If they don't file that affidavit, then the lien remains in place, and that's what we're really trying to do, is protect the Department of Health and not let somebody take over the property without clearing the liens that were filed by the Department of Health for Medicaid that was advanced for that person. I'd urge your favorable consideration.
Representative Patton, 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just one question. The question being is, as I understand, you're dealing only with real property, not with liquid assets that may be in a joint trust or otherwise with the TOD.
Any other 1 minute opposition? 30 seconds, Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, that's correct, and I relinquish the balance of my 30 seconds.
The chief clerk will call the roll. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Baker. Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown. Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer. Filer. Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Laux. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60-I.
House Bill 175 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 172.
House Bill 172 is introduced by Representative Throne.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to cities, towns, and counties.
Representative Throne.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. This bill is an old friend that's been popular in this body, but has not made it quite through the whole process. For those of you who are old-timers, like my good friend from Goshen County, it's kind of hard to call him an old-timer, since I'm old enough to be his mother. But anyway, this is modeled after some legislation we did a few years ago to provide for impacted county, impacted roads impacted by energy development, excuse me. In our statutes, we have something called the Industrial Siting Act. It provides impact assistance for large projects, power plants, etc., but there's nothing similar for oil and gas, and we know that while we all enjoy the benefits from oil and gas revenue, that a lot of our communities have been adversely affected by the impacts of oil and gas development before they get the money. Frequently, the impacts occur before the revenue. And all this bill does is provide a mechanism for the State Loan and Investment Board to allocate money as they see fit based on the standards outlined in the bill. And I would be happy to answer any questions.
Are there any one-minute rebuttals? Seeing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer. Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
No.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
Mater.
No.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup. Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Semlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
no.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 48-aye, 12-no.
House Bill 172 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 170.
House Bill 170 is introduced by Representative Moniz.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to taxation.
Representative Moniz.
Thank you, Majority Floor Leader. I move House Bill 170 and ask for your favorable consideration. I bring this bill for our departed colleague. She was pretty passionate about this bill, and she's passionate about the federal intrusion into our lives. Basically, what this bill is at the present time, to submit for a ag refund or a tax refund on your fuel, you have to submit a federal form. What she's wanting to do is have it to where the department would develop a form that basically wasn't a federal form. That's about it. It's a pretty simple bill. Ask for your favorable consideration.
Representative Madden, 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have some concerns about this because, YDOT has been using this as an audit tool or as a verification form that the amount of fuel they're claiming is legitimate. And I guess what I'm concerned about basically is if we don't have a way of double checking, or if they don't have a way of double checking the accuracy of these numbers, we could be supplying refunds in excess of what they should be. And, you know, this is not an onerous thing. In order to get a federal tax rebate, you've got to apply for that. So you've got it already. It's not any extra work. And I just don't understand the logic of this not being a reliable piece of information. So I guess I would ask people to take a close look at this from the standpoint of the state. Anyone else on rebuttal? Representative Chairman Teeters, 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. This process is so cumbersome, and the people that implement the program are so difficult to work with that most of us in agriculture do not even participate in this program. So this is a very common sense approach, and I would urge your aye vote.
The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Burkhart,
aye. Byrd,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Feiler,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker, Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
no.
Mader,
aye.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters, Swanitzer Dan. Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 54 ayes, 6 no.
House Bill 170 has been adopted and is assigned to Committee Number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 174.
House Bill 174 is introduced by Representative Hunt.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to career technical education.
Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. This bill is intended as creating an alternative offer by the state to students to the Hathaway Scholarship Program. Now, the Hathaway has been a wonderful program. It's helped a lot of people out. But what this aims to do is gear a scholarship program that is aimed more at vocational, technical programs and community colleges. Wyoming is a state that's full of opportunity for vocational jobs, whether it be for welders or mechanics, electricians, what have you. And while the strictest guidelines of Hathaway do not need to be adhered to get the lower levels. It seems like we've been over the past few years just pushing more and more towards we must send kids to a four-year institution, we must make sure that they get this top level. And I think that we need to step away from that and realize that there are opportunities that do not require a four-year degree. It gives the student more choice, and I would hope that it would help us in the legislature, because it seems like we throw this back and forth year after year. We've had, 30-plus amendments to the Hathaway Scholarship Program since it came out in with the class of 2006. So this is aimed at giving students more choice. Hopefully it would clear up a headache for us, and I would encourage support of the bill. Thank you.
Chairman Harshman, 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. On and against the bill, folks, if you could just flip over to the back side and look at the fiscal note. So it's just take it and flop it over to the back side. Now, first of all, I applaud the bringer of this, but really the Hathaway already accomplishes this. Students can enroll in all these vocational and career, and are enrolling today in all these in all of our community colleges. And our community colleges have done a fantastic job. But if you look at the non-administrative impact past middle of the page, it proposes to divert coal bid bonus money. Well, first of all, there is no coal bid bonus money, and it exacerbates the problem with school CapCon, where we've directed that money. And we've talked a little bit about that. That's the coming fix. That's the big tidal wave that's coming at us. There is no more money coming from that source. And to set up a new program to divert money that's not coming, it's going to be
time.
Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Representative Hunt, 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. I guess I would just say that sometimes you have to spend money to, in the long run, make money, and hopefully that this would encourage students to pursue careers that would help them keep jobs in Wyoming, expand Wyoming's economy, and in the long run, this might pay off. So I would appreciate your support. Thank you.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker. No. Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
No.
Blickery.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird. Bird.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Davison.
No.
Eklund.
Esquibel.
Esquibel. Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
No.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
No.
Kirkbride.
No.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson. Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
No.
Mater.
No.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
No.
Patton.
No.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Watt.
No.
Watt.
No.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
No.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Esquibel.
No.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Stubson, aye to no. Mr. Speaker, no. Aye to no. Davison, aye. No to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 28 aye, 32 no.
House Bill 174 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 28.
House Bill 28, coming from the Education Accountability Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to education accountability.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Members, this is a very lengthy bill, and it includes lots of policy and lots of decisions that were made by your select committee during the interim. The bill modifies the Wyoming Accountability Act for Phase 1 and Phase 2. It continues the work of the Select Committee and the Advisory Committee. It refines the work in relation to Phase 1 of the school system. It modifies the job skills assessment. It modifies the timing for the administration of the ACT. It eliminates the body of evidence program entirely. It changes the requirements for districts demonstrating proficiency in graduation. It modifies the graduation requirements requiring 3 years of math from 3 to 4. It eliminates the three-tiered diploma entirely, and it does a lot of other things, and I really need your vote for introduction.
Anyone wish to speak in opposition? Seeing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Nope.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Nope.
Madden.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas. Nicholas, Northrup,
no.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
no.
Petroff, Pieperinen, Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
no.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
no.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Hunt, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Yagi, aye to no. Are there further changes? The vote is closed. 46 aye, 14 no.
House Bill 28 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 162.
House Bill 162 is introduced by Representative Teeters.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to education content and performance standards.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. I move House Bill 162 and would ask for your favorable consideration. Members, as we've all been grappling with the backlash that we're experiencing with our constituents in relation to the Common Core, I have been grappling in my own mind as to how we should proceed as a state, and I offer this bill as one option for you. What this bill does is it sets up a process similar to the way we adopt water projects through the Water Development Commission. It would allow the State Board of Education the ability to develop standards, but it would require that we adopt them through this process. So we wouldn't have the purpose of forming these standards ourselves. They would be formed by the experts. They would bring those to us in the form of a bill, and then we would run them through our process. The reason why I think that's important and why I think it would work well is that it would give the public the opportunity to come to us, and we could intervene if we saw that the standards were not in line with the principles of the people of the state of Wyoming. We'll have three readings in each house. We can vote it up or vote it down. Standards aren't what they used to be. They're very important. They're driving curriculum. They're establishing what our assessment looks like. And I think it's important that the people's elected representatives would have a choice in that. And I would ask for your favorable aye vote.
Anyone wish to speak in opposition? Representative Patton.
Thank you, Chairman. I speak in opposition to this. As it diminishes the role of the State Board of Education in our last session, we worked very hard to try and make sure that the State Board of Education really was given strength and was given support by the Department of Education as well as the State Superintendent. This is a turnaround from that and is conclusive in its impact on diminishing the State Board of Education, to which I think we should be in favor of increasing and supporting the State Board, not diminishing it.
Madam Minority Floor Leader, 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Whip. I think, while it's good to have options on the table, I don't think we should pursue this option. As a mother with three kids in school, I've been waiting for years for the standards to be changed, and if we insert this into the process, it's going to make it too cumbersome. 1 year lost in a child's education cannot be replaced. We need a system that allows input of parents, allows us to have a voice, but does not muck up the process to the point where we delay important changes that could make our children's education better. And so I think this goes a step too far, so I'd urge your no vote.
Chairman Madden, 30 seconds of opposition time left. It's all yours.
Okay, I don't need that much. I just want to know, in 30 seconds or less, how this interfaces with House Bill 97.
Chairman Teeters, 30 seconds.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. I guess we're sharing our rebuttal time. So, Mr. Body, I think that the point is this. We have the opportunity to look at it one more time, one more set of eyes, have a chance to look at it. I think that's a good thing. It's been proven in the way we've adopted policy in this body before. I think it would serve us well. Other states are using this process. When you have a system that seems to be running away with itself, sometimes the legislative process is the only way to stop, take a break, and vote on it six more times.
Time. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Blevins.
No.
Blevins.
No.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
No.
Connolly. Davison,
no.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
no.
Filer,
no.
Freeman,
no.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
two.
Greer,
no.
Green,
no.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
no.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride,
no.
Croker,
aye.
Crone, Larson,
no.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
no.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
no.
Patton,
no.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
no.
Summers,
no.
Stubson, Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
no.
Walters,
no.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
no.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
no.
Swanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Mater, no to aye. Larson, no to aye. Are there any other changes? Blickrey? Aye to no. Are there further changes? The vote is closed. 27 aye, 33 no.
House Bill 162 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 168.
House Bill 168 as presented by Representative Yagi.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public schools.
Representative Yagi.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. I would like to move House Bill 168. This is another Common Core bill, and just wondered why we're in where we are. I think it was enticed all 50 states with the race of the top funds. As a biology teacher, 36 years, I find some of these initiatives that are coming forth by a lot of people that I don't think have spent a lot of time in the classroom setting standards, even for the whole nation. There's no doubt we need to fill what I think is an overreach, and I think this bill will help us do that. On page 2, you see that the state board had limits, and I just would like to say that our local elected school boards are the ones we need. We don't need more people. We just need our local school board doing their job. The heart of the legislation is on page 3. It talks about the standards should be for the academic and cognitive instruction only. They should not reflect initiative, directives, or standards developed through state consortiums, national organized initiatives, or by any other process not originating in Wyoming. And here is the key. I think this prohibits the adoption of any standard based off Common Core state standard initiatives and directed by the Smarter Balanced Assessment Consortium, the Next Generation Science Standards, or any other standards or testing consortia not originating in Wyoming. So to keep this simple, this is something that I think we need to do and not have a lot of bureaucracy in it. Through a deliberative process involving public hearings and public input, ensuring state standards. Thank you.
Chairman Teeters, 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. My concern with this bill is it tries to define on page 3 and 4 what we mean by Common Core. The issue that I have is I'm not sure that it's going to be all-inclusive enough to clearly identify it. What would be to prevent the State Board from designing something else and changing the order and calling it something else? I'm not sure that the objective is going to be met. I think the bill that we passed the other day that's going to be heard in my committee on Monday will address the issue well. It sets up a good framework. I think this legislation leaves a giant hole and doesn't show us the way forward.
Anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Representative Yagi, 30 seconds.
Thank you. I just would like to say that I'd like our local school boards to be more in charge of what's going on and less bureaucracy coming from on top. So I think this does what it's supposed to do simply, and we're looking at kind of the mess that we're in because we've been enticed. So I would urge your adoption of this one to have us another option.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Aye. Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
No.
Blevins.
No.
Blickrey.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Filer.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
No.
Greer.
No.
Green. Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
No.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup. Patton.
No.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
No.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
No.
Semlick.
Aye.
Summers.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Throne.
No.
Walters.
No.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
No.
Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 25 aye, 35 no.
House Bill 168 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 178.
House Bill 178 is introduced by Representative Nicholas.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to offenses against computer property.
Representative Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a simple bill. This is just makes it a crime for someone or some entity to transfer electronically to your computer system or your computer network data which alters, damages, or causes a malfunction to your computer. So that creates that a misdemeanor, fairly simple and direct. Also, it has a civil side of it so that if someone does the same thing and damages your computer, if you can find the person who does it, you can sue that person and collect attorney's fees for the same offense. Thank you.
Anyone wish to speak in opposition? Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. This is well-intentioned, but it's unenforceable. Half of these attacks come from outside the sovereign United States. I'd like to know how he plans to sue somebody sitting in Vanuatu.
Representative Nichols, 30 seconds.
Well, I think I would just stick Representative Byrd over there to figure it out.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Aye. Barlow. Aye. Berger. Aye. Blake. Aye. Blevins. Aye. Flickery. Aye. Brown. Aye. Burkhart. Aye. Byrd. No. Campbell. Aye. Kennedy. Aye. Coleman. Connolly. Aye. Davison. Aye. Eklund. Aye. Esquivel. Aye. Filer. Freeman, Gay, Gingery, Goggles, Greer, Green, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Hutchings, Yagi, Kasparik, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, Mater, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, aye. Northrup, aye. Patton, aye. Paxton, aye. Petroff, Piperinen, Reeder, aye. Semlick, aye. Summers, aye. Stubson, aye. Teeters, aye. Throne, aye. Walters, aye. Watt, aye. Wilson, aye. Winters, aye. Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave. Aye. Mr. Speaker, aye. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 58 aye, 2 no.
House Bill 178 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 167.
House Bill 167 was introduced by Representative Esquivel.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public health.
Representative Esquivel.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring you House Bill 167 and ask for your favorable introduction. What House Bill 167 does is it's a grant program we currently have in this county and two other counties. I'd like to establish this as a statewide grant program. Project Lifesaver relies on proven radio technology and specially trained search and rescue teams. Clients are enrolled in the Project Lifesaver program, where a personalized wristband that emits a tracking signal. When a caregiver notifies the local Project Saver agency that the person missing, a search and rescue team is sent out in response to the wanderer's area. They start searching with the mobile locator and a tracking system. These search times have been reduced from hours or days down to minutes. There's been 2,300 searches and no serious injuries or deaths. It reduces search and rescue time down to just minutes. And it started about 2 years ago in an assisted living center. A gentleman wandered away, went to the local store about two blocks away. A Wyoming snowstorm came in. As he was going back to the assisted living center, became disoriented in the snowstorm, and instead of going east, he crossed south into my district, ended up in a backyard, tried to get warm under some bushes, eventually was covered with about 2 feet of snow. About 10 days later, the family pet found the gentleman. This guy was in the news every night, on the front page every day. What the family was going through, I couldn't imagine, but he was right across the street from the assisted living center. And we would have saved this gentleman's life. And I think it's a great program. It's in my county. I'd like to bring it to your counties and encourage your favorable vote.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Aye. Barlow. Aye. Berger. Aye. Blake. Aye. Blevins. Aye. Flickery. Aye. Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles. Greer,
no.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
no.
Madden.
Aye.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Watt.
No.
Wilson. Winters.
No.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Miller. Aye to no. Baker. Aye to no. Madden. Aye to no. Hunt. Aye to no. Reeder. Aye to no. Are there other changes? The vote is closed. 38 aye, 22 no.
House Bill 167 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 163.
House Bill 163 is introduced by Representative Gingrey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to game and fish.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. I would move this and ask for your favorable consideration. What this is restitution is real easy to determine in a criminal case. It's whatever the cost was of whatever was damaged. So if you took a crowbar and you vandalized something, whatever the cost to repair that is the restitution back to the victim. When you get into wildlife, it gets much more difficult to put a value on an animal that's been poached. What has occurred in our courts in the last few years, first it came out of one court, and now it has spread to a second court, so it's obvious the judges are talking to each other. They're saying how we have the current legislation, they can't order restitution. Because what we have in there is the court will determine it based on recommendation of the commission. And the courts are saying we can't do that. So what this tries to do is that the legislature sets it. And that's what the judges are asking for, is that the legislature sets the restitution amounts. And I would ask for your favorable consideration.
Is there anyone that wishes to speak in opposition? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
No.
Greer.
Aye.
Green. Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
No.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kirk, Kasparik. Kasparik. Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton. Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
No.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 53 aye, 7 no.
House Bill 163 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 6, Travel, Recreation, and Wildlife. Noon committee announcements prior to recess. Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Your Committee Number 4, Education, is going to meet immediately upon noon recess, and we're going to try to consider three bills, so I would appreciate it if you could get up to the room as quick as possible. House Bill 71, House Bill 104, and House Bill 111.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Your Committee Number 1, Judiciary, will meet immediately upon noon recess to hear House Bill 90, Release of Juveniles to Responsible Adult, House Bill 76, Property Forfeiture, and House Bill 107, Forfeiture of Property. And also, committee members, you don't need to go find any lunch because the secretary already went and got everybody lunch, and it's already sitting there at your place, so come immediately to the committee room.
Mr. Speaker.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Our committee number 12, Rules, will meet Tuesday, February 18, 2014, upon adjournment in room 302 to hear the following bills. House Bill 37, Revisers Bill. House Bill 36, Constituent Service Allowance. House Bill 89, Constituent Allowance, Large Legislative Districts. House Bill 62, General Procedures for Licensing Boards. House Bill 123, Unified Administrative Code and Database. And any proposed rule changes to our rules.
Representative Green, Vice Chairman Green.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Your committee number 10, Labor, will meet 10 minutes upon noon recess to discuss House Bill 86, Rural Healthcare Districts Authority, and House Bill 73, State Employment, Persons with Disabilities.
Any other committee announcements? On my own motion, the House will stand in recess until 1:30.